Life 99 WJMM FM Keene, a service of the Christian Broadcasting System. WJMM.
The following program is sponsored by Jeremiah Johnson Ministries.
Good morning, God bless you. This is Jeremiah Johnson with Good News in the Morning, and I just want to greet you today, and I just want to remind you that God loves you so, so much, and His heart towards you is good. He has good plans for you. He has a good future for you, and He is working all things together for your good. No matter what this life throws at us, no matter what challenges we go through, no matter what hell we have to walk through, the Lord is faithful. He's on our team. He's on our side, and He's there to walk with us through it and also help it to even bring development and strength into our lives. And, you know, and one of the challenges is, you know, in this world, you're not going to understand why everything happens the way it happens. There are going to be moments in our lives where we don't have an answer. We don't have a reason. There is this element of mystery that is in this life. And honestly, if there wasn't some element of mystery, then there'd be no need for trust. And trust is one of the primary things that the Lord is developing into our lives. He's teaching us to trust Him, and to trust Him in good times, trust Him in bad times, and honestly to trust His goodness. And that's really one of the primary things that has always been on trial in the existence of Earth and humanity and all of these things. I mean, that is what the enemy attacked in the garden, was the goodness of God. And he attacked it in a very subtle way. You know, he's in the day, and the Lord knows the day you eat this fruit, you're going to be like Him. And so it was a subtle attack, but at the same time it was. And it caused a question mark to be in Eve's mind about the goodness of God. And, you know, and so she, you know, and it caused her to take action that was really apart from God's will, that she would try to bring something into her life that somehow God was holding back from her. And so that's always His attack. His attack is always to mar the image of God and to mar the goodness of God, and to really try to get us to function in a state of self-will, or even humanism, attempts to do things for ourselves that really God wants to be able to do for us. And so that is always a battle. And that's why it talks about it over there in the book of James. It says, be not deceived. You know, every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, in whom there's neither variableness nor shadow of turning. And it's like every way that you turn, God, He is actually good. And I do think eventually we are going to know that. The Bible says that we are going to know even as we are known. You know, right now we're looking through a glass darkly. Right now, you know, we're functioning in elements of mystery, and there are things that we don't always understand in this life. But in the next life, we'll actually find out how good God actually is. And I do believe that there, all of the naysayers and all of those who would bring criticism against His goodness or His fairness or His justice, that all those people will eventually be silenced. You know, the Bible says every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. And I do believe that God is perfectly good. Every way you turn Him, He's good. And a big part of our existence on this planet is choosing to trust in the goodness of God and choosing to believe that He's good, even when we have things that happen that are not good and are challenging. And, you know, I talk about that a lot, but I do think that's an important thing to talk about, because you're going to face things in life that are hard. You're going to face things in life that are challenging. You're going to face things in life that are not fair. And that happens to the believer. That happens to the unbeliever. That happens to everybody. You know, Earth is a war zone. It is a fallen world. And it is a world that we do have an invisible enemy who goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And he doesn't play fair. He does hate us because we are created in the image of God. He does not have the ability to attack God or come against God. You know, on his best day, he's a fallen angel, so he's not really that powerful. And so what he tries to do to get back at God is to hurt what God loves, which is us, those that are created in his image. And so you combine the fact that you have a very ancient, invisible enemy with the fact that you live in a world that has been disrupted by the curse. And the curse is, you know, rampant in this world. You know, we have disease and sickness and poverty and lack and all those attributes of expressions of death, because that's really what they are. And then also you combine that with free will, the ability to choose. You can choose life, you can choose death. And unfortunately, it's not just your decisions that are going to affect you. It's also the decisions of those around you, the decisions of your parents, the decisions of your friends, decisions of your children. I mean, the list goes on and on. And so we're in kind of this constant state of turmoil on this planet. But what's awesome is there is a God in heaven who does love you, and his intention is to have a relationship with you that's powerful and beautiful and stronger than your good days and your bad days. You know, it's so important to understand that your connection to God is Jesus, and that when you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, you receive Jesus' righteous nature. That is what bonds you to the Lord. That's what brings you into the family. And, you know, when you call upon the name of the Lord, you become right with God. And that rightness with God is not something that you earn or deserve or even maintain. That rightness with God is the outstretched hand of Jesus' salvation. And he pulls you into himself, and then you step into Christ, and you become a new creation. And now you are the righteousness of God in Christ. God is not imputing your sin to you any longer. Your sin has been imputed on the man Jesus on the cross. And so he paid the penalty for our sin. He picked up the tab. He paid our debt, paid our ransom. And so now you are no longer under the law. You are now under grace. Sin is not imputed to you. And so what that means is you have an unbroken place of fellowship and relationship with the Lord in this righteous nature. And the Lord himself actually moves inside of you. You become the temple of the living God. And God places his Holy Spirit on the inside of you. Then he seals your spirit with the Holy Spirit, and you're in a state of righteousness that's given to you as a gift. Now, it doesn't mean that there are not consequences for bad decisions. Sin brings death. Sin brings its own consequences. It brings its own punishment with it. So I would never encourage you to give yourself over to sins or lawlessness. It'll hurt you, and it'll hurt those around you. It is a carrier of death. But what I am saying is that what God did in Jesus is so powerful that no one is able to pluck you out of his hand. And once you're born again, you're a child of God. And what that means is you have this open line of communication, of relationship with the Lord that will not be taken away from you. Now, you're going to experience the connectivity of that relationship based upon the condition of your heart. And so your spirit is not something that's going to fluctuate. Once you're born again, you are the righteousness of God. You're blessed with every spiritual blessing. You're seated in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He that knew no sin became sin so that you could become the righteousness of God in him. That's a solid thing, but our hearts have the ability to fluctuate. And our heart is actually what we have to guard. And so when we're guarding our hearts, you know, we're guarding our thoughts, we're guarding what we see, what we hear, what we dwell on, what we think on, all these types of things, because our heart has the ability to become hard. And a hard heart is not making connection with the Lord in a place of intimacy and relationship. And that is one of the attributes that happens with sin. Sin does have the ability to harden our hearts. And now, it doesn't change God's opinion toward you. Now, he's always going to father you and correct you out of sin's dominion because he loves you and he doesn't want to hurt you. But when you fall into the pig pen, it doesn't change your nature, and it doesn't change who your father is. He's still for you. Now, he's going to try to keep you from going in that direction. He's going to correct you. He's going to teach you because he loves you. But it doesn't change who he is, and it also doesn't change who you are. Just because a butterfly lands in trash does not mean it stops being a butterfly. It just means that it landed in trash. And so it's important to understand that. But in the very same breath, our conduct, our actions, our behavior, our thought life, it will impact our heart. And if our heart has come to a place of hardness, there is a place within ourselves where we can start to turn away from God, from intimacy with God and relationship with God, even though He is very, very present with us and wants to have that. Example of that would be the prodigal son. You know, he was a son the entire time, but when he set his affection on things of the world and he set his affection on riotous living, even though he was still a son, he was not in a place of connection in his heart. And then sadly, when we're out of that place of connection, what can happen? It will change our perception on our value and also our perception of who God believes that, who we think that God believes who we are. When he did come home because he was hungry, his father met him, but he intended to just work for his father. He felt like he had lost sonship. And the reason he felt that way and believed that way is his heart was condemning him, and his heart was in a state of condemnation. That's a dangerous place because it messes up your ability to perceive truth and to perceive who your Father in heaven is. And so that happened to him, and he had lost connection. But the beauty of the Father is the Father ran out, lavished him with kisses, lavished him with gifts, received him, was gracious to him. And that hard heart that he was bearing when he was not really seeing reality clearly, it was broken by the goodness of the Father. And that goodness led him to a place of repentance, and I'm sure in a place of gratitude as he was filling his belly with the fatted calf and music and dancing and enjoying the goodness of his Father. I'm sure his heart was very soft and pliable and humble and abiding in a state of gratitude because there was a fresh place of connection. Because he came to find out, actually, his Father was not against him. His Father was for him. And so the same is true in our own lives. You know, we can get distracted. We can make mistakes. We can mess things up. But you're not going to change God's good opinion of you once you are in Christ Jesus. You're not going to lose out, you know, because of what Jesus did. It was expensive. Like what he did, it was very costly. And, you know, I watched The Passion of the Christ again this past week. And, you know, just the what he had to pay in order for us to have this gift of righteousness. I mean, it basically cost heaven everything. And but because it is so expensive, it is also extremely powerful, and it will keep us in a place of right standing with God, in relationship with God. God says, I'm able to uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. And what it does is it puts a place of hope and expectation of good in our hearts that God loves us and God is for us. And that is so important when we're going through challenging times. You know, one of the things, you know, when you're going through a trial, when you're going through an affliction, when you're going through a challenge and there are question marks and you don't understand why this is happening, what's so important to not fall into is to start to think that God is the one that's punishing you. God is the one that's bringing death or evil into your life. God is not the author of death. God is not the author of evil. God will take whatever this world throws at us and he will turn it for our good. He'll make it a teaching moment or a teaching opportunity, but he is not the one that steals, kills, and destroys. That is the enemy. That's actually not the Father. But when we're going through a time of trial and we don't understand why things are happening the way we are, we can sometimes, just like that prodigal son, lose an idea of who the Father is and start to think that the Father is someone that he's not. You know, I'm sure that prodigal had an angry Father's image in his heart when he was in the midst of all his mistakes in his rebellion, but that was a false image. The reality is the Father loved him, and the Father ran to him, fell upon him, and once again lavished him with affection and kisses because the Father loved the Son more than the mistakes that the Son made. And the same is true in our own lives. And so if you're going through a challenge and you're going through trouble, please understand, God is not the one hurting you or harming you or smiting you. In fact, God's the one just wanting you to come home and understand that he has blessing for you. He has rescue for you. He has help for you. He just needs you to trust that he's good. Even when you're going through trial, even when you're going through circumstances that are beyond your ability to understand, he will stand with you, help you, and see you through.
Thanks for joining us today on Good News in the Morning with Pastor Jeremiah Johnson. This program relies on your faithful prayer and financial support. If this program blessed you today, you can use the text to give number at 844-994-4048 to make a donation. If you'd like to invite him to speak, please email bookjeremiahjohnson@gmail.com. To listen to the radio show anytime as a podcast and even more teaching and exclusive content, download the Jeremiah Johnson Ministries app. And if you'd like to see him speak in person, Grace Point Church in Georgetown always welcomes you, located at 3185 Newtown Pike.
When the foundation of your world is crumbling beneath you, we'll show you the way back to solid ground.
Central Kentucky's Christian Radio, Life 99.
The following program on Life 99.